Superstition on the air.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? We again bring to you another playlet in the series designed to disclose the origin of popular superstitions. This one deals with the belief that the breaking of a mirror is a sign of bad luck.
Laura? Laura?
Yes, Aunt Margaret, here I am in my room.
Why? You're not dressed yet.
No, and I don't know where that silly maid is. I can't get into this dress alone.
Well, if you'll put that hand mirror down and stop worrying about your hair, I'll help you. It'll be simply awful if you're late to your engagement party.
Good heavens! I've dropped my mirror and broken it.
Well, don't stop for that now.
Oh, but Aunt Margaret, it means 7 years bad luck. Something terrible's bound to happen, I just know it.
My dear, how can you believe in such a stupid superstition? Why, that's utterly childish. There's no more truth in that
than... Oh, yes, there is. Why, think of how many people believe it.
I don't care. It's absurd, I tell you. But here, let me help you into this dress, and I'll tell you how that ridiculous superstition began.
All right.
In ancient Egypt, the people believed that the mirror reflected the soul. Therefore, anything that chanced to shatter that reflection left the person without a soul. So you see how serious the breaking of a mirror must have been to them.
Well, I should say so.
However, since the mirrors in those days were of polished metals, chiefly bronze, it was not a common occurrence to break one. Still, it did happen to one girl whose name was Aria. She was the beautiful daughter of Philopater, a high priest of the temple.
Where did all this happen, Aunt Margaret?
In the city of Thebes, in the year 1500 B.C.
Oh, darling, you're always the teacher, exact, even to the year.
Well, I haven't been teaching philosophy these many years not to have absorbed some of it. Well, to get on with the story. The beautiful Aria was betrothed to a young man whose name was Amenophis. He was a weak and cowardly fellow with an insatiable thirst for power. He was also enamored of Nearchetus, the favorite courtesan of the city. Nearchetus loved Amenophis passionately, but Amenophis had a peculiar reason for his devotion to her.
What was it, Aunt Margaret?
By her favors, Nearchetus had the power of wringing from a lustful old high priest named Acis the sacred secrets and magic of the temple, by which the priests held the people under their sway. She imparted these secrets to Amenophis, who in turn gave her his devotion. Our story opens in the private apartment of Nearchetus, above her court of love. She has just sent for Amenophis, and...
Greetings, Amenophis, my beloved. How triumphant you look.
And with cause, fair Nearchetus, for day by day my power grows.
Ah, you shall yet achieve your heart's ambition and become one of the mightiest men in all Egypt.
Yes, and I owe it all to you, Nearchetus, for it was you who secured the secrets for me from Acis.
Acis, the silly old priest. How completely he fell into my power and betrayed the secrets of the priesthood for my favors.
Oh, you are wonderful, Nearchetus.
But why have you sent for me?
I have heard that you are betrothed to a maiden named Aria. Remember, you and I have a pact, Amenophis.
Ah, but you know it is only you I love, Nearchetus. However, do not forget that my father hath pledged me to Aria, and her father is Philopater, one of the most powerful of the high priests. I may have need of him, therefore I must tread carefully.
Am I then to be placed second to her?
Nay. Soon I shall be freed from my betrothal to her.
How?
The other day, I learned that she broke her mirror while she was adorning herself. And now it is whispered about that she is a woman without a soul.
What will you do, Amenophis?
I will break my troth with her in time. For should I marry her now, the gods might turn against me. And I do not want Aria. I want power. Power and you. But I must be wise and break with her slowly.
Yes, you must be careful, Amenophis. Should the high priest learn of Aesop's betrayal, we might pay with our lives. And it is best that Philopater be not your enemy.
Why? Why, what is that?
Go! Look from the balcony. It sounds like a tumult in the street.
Why, soldiers are approaching the doors of your dwelling, Neotatus. What can they want?
I fear, Menephis. Do you think that...
Nonsense! There is nothing to fear.
Open the doors in the name of Pharaoh. We would take
Amenophis. Oh, I was right, my love. All is lost.
Nay, Neotatus, I shall match my wish against theirs, and I shall win. I will go down to them now, lest they think I am fearful.
Be careful, Amenophis. Do not betray to them where you learned the secret.
Ah, you think I am a fool? Farewell, Neotatus. All will be well.
Fare thee well, Peter-David.
Silence in the sacred temple. The great Pharaoh doth speak.
What business must be discharged this day?
Most high Pharaoh, the high priest would bring before you a youth of Thebes, Amenophis by name.
Have him stand forth. Let Aesos read the charges against him.
Most gracious ruler, Amenophis was discovered by our spies practicing the sacred magic of the priesthood.
And if he has done so, one among you must have betrayed to him the secrets. Amenophis, name the man who betrayed the secrets to you, and I shall grant you immunity from death.
Greatest of all pharaohs, I did but use my own powers, which the gods themselves have given me.
Blasphemy! Tis a lie!
Banish him! Rampage!
Philopater, the high priest, stand forth.
I am here, noble Aesos.
Is it not true, Philopater, that your daughter Aria is betrothed to Amenophis?
Yes, it is true.
Then is it not possible that thy daughter Aria might have betrayed to him the secret?
Are you mad, Aesos? My daughter does not know the secrets.
You love your daughter well, Philopater. But is it not possible that you could have told Aria the secrets which she in turn imparted to Amenophis, and now you seek to shield her?
Why, it is a lie. Most high Pharaoh, I protest. This accusation is most unjust.
It is not a lie. Most gracious ruler, since Philopater's daughter Aria broke her mirror, she has been without a soul, and only she who is without a soul could have told the secret.
I protest! Oh, most high Pharaoh, this is unjust.
Wait! Amenophis, you shall tell us. Did you learn the secrets from Aria?
Yes. Speak, Amenophis. Tell them it is not true. For the love you bear my daughter, Aria, Amenophis, speak the truth.
Yes, speak the truth.
Tell the truth. Speak, Amenophis.
Yes, it was Aria who told me the secret.
Amenophis, how can you lie? Lie! You
fallen
lie!
Oh. Bring a restorative. Revive him.
Nay. It is too late. Most divine Pharaoh, the gods have judged. Philopater hath paid. He is dead. And Amenophis spoke truthfully.
Dead? He's dead. The gods preserve justice always.
Bring hither Aria, the daughter of Philopater.
I had anticipated that, my lord. She is here now. Bring Aria before the Most High Pharaoh.
Aria, you have heard the charges, and you have seen how your father paid for his crime with his life. Now for your part in this conspiracy. I sentence you to be publicly whipped. 50 lashes in all. You shall be stripped of all your possessions, and banished from Egypt for 7 years, an outcast from your kind. And may the gods redeem your soul. Take her away.
Oh, but I am innocent.
And so, my dear, the people came to the conclusion that Ares' misfortune and banishment from Egypt for 7 years was caused by her breaking the mirror. Consequently, it has been handed down through the ages that you will have 7 years bad luck if you break a mirror. You see how silly it is?
Silly? Oh, I don't see anything silly in that. Oh, that poor girl must have suffered. Perhaps she died after her banishment.
But, my dear, don't you see whether she had broken the mirror or not? She would have still had the misfortune.
Well, how?
Well, you remember that Amenophis and Nyarlathotis had plotted long before Aria ever broke her mirror. And during the trial of Amenophis, he saw the opportunity to save Nyarlathotis and himself by accusing Aria. And as she was thought to be without a soul, he was readily believed. Oh, good heavens! The music started. Hurry, Laura. We must get down. Come along.
There, I've ripped my dress. I told you something would happen. It's because I broke that horrid old mirror. I knew it.
And Laura thinks Aunt Margaret has been kidding her, because she still believes that if she had not broken her mirror, she wouldn't have ripped her dress. But what do you believe? Be frank now. Don't say it's silly with your fingers crossed behind your back. And don't forget to listen in for the origin of your pet superstition. Au revoir.